WTOW News Time is 7:04. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan Police Department's request to contract with one towing company to handle calls when vehicle owners don't have a preference was withdrawn following this week's city council meeting.
Police Chief Eric Buskey says he's not comfortable endorsing some of the 16 companies on a rotation system that own 32 wrecker services and 13 storage yards, which are all inspected and monitored by the police department.
We think that a single source would have a higher incentive to provide superior service because they want to maintain their bid and their right to do business with us. We think there's less incentive for rotation companies because they know, yeah, they might get suspended, but they'll be right back on the list when that suspension's done.
Paul Madison among the council members telling the chief to tweak the current rule so the majority of wrecker operators would not be put out of business.
Work within the confines of those wrecker services that really and truly want to do a good job for the city and the public.
But Ann Horton says Buskey's request was no different than city contracts for other services.
You know, I think of landscaping or maybe some cleaning services or something like that.
Last year, the police department suspended four companies from the wrecker rotation list, one of them twice. And during the last 3 years, police had eight incidents where tow truck drivers or storage lot owners were arrested or issued citations or warned for infractions, ranging from DWI to having no driver's license. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The start of Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk's final term includes choosing a new chief deputy.
At the end of my fourth term and going into my fifth term as sheriff, I decided that I needed to look at the philosophies of the way we manage the office, and I made the decision not to reappoint Mike Wilson as my chief deputy.
Kirk says he's in an exploratory mode to fill the vacancy, which will not be posted publicly.
I'm looking for a particular, the right individual for it, and, I will continue my search till I found the right person. It's certainly my prerogative as the elected sheriff to decide how to fill that position and appoint the right person.
Kirk says Wilson left in good standing, and during the interim, the department's lieutenants will report directly to the sheriff. A Caldwell teenager has died following a two-vehicle crash last weekend near Lyons. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a car driven by 16-year-old Christopher Schultz went across the center line and was struck by an oncoming pickup.
When he attempted to steer back on the roadway, he overcompensated and the back end started coming around. He was actually struck kind of from the rear passenger side with the front part of Unit 2, and it spun off the roadway. It never overturned. It just spun off the roadway after being impacted.
Schultz died in a Houston hospital. The driver and one passenger in the truck sustained non-serious injuries. The crash last Saturday night was on FM 60, less than a mile from Highway 36. Last week, Speaker John Boehner and the House received criticism because it appeared they weren't going to take any action on relief for Hurricane Sandy victims. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he supports the speaker in his attempt to take things slowly because the request was full of pork, including money that wouldn't be spent for 5 years.
They were trying to jam it through real quickly before anybody had a chance to look at it. And the speaker, I think, was trying to do the right thing and be deliberative by going through and peeling out what money do they actually have to have now versus what money can we look at through the future appropriation cycle. And given the crud that was in that bill, and I'm being nice when I say crud, I think it took a little longer than he expected, so he delayed consideration, and then that caused some people to freak out.
Flores says the rest of the bill will be put on the floor on January 15th, although he wishes they would have looked at something other than increasing funding for the flood insurance program and perhaps given a bit more money to FEMA. It's time again to sign up for the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce's Economic Outlook Conference. Julie Geldard says on Wednesday, January 23rd, they will have three different panel sessions and a keynote speaker at the College Station Hilton.
Session one is representatives from the City of Bryan, City of College Station, and the Research Valley Partnership. Session two is representatives from the Med, St. Joseph Hospital, Scott and White, and Texas A&M Health Science Center. And session three is Dr. Jim Gaines, research economist at Texas A&M Real Estate Center.
Geldard says the keynote speaker will be Dr. Tom Kowalski, the president of Texas Healthcare Bioscience Institute in Austin. For details, go to WTAW.com. WTOW News Time is 7:09. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Swerneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Making a resolution to get in shape? Check out AeroFit. AeroFit has been voted best in the Brazos for over 10 years. Experience AeroFit's indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track. AeroFit has the latest in exercise equipment, and now AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. Join now for only $25.99 per month. Plus, mention this ad and get 2 complimentary training sessions, a $150 value when you join. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join AeroFit today and your body will thank you later.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:11 and our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses, maybe samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We've experienced some heavy rainfall over the last 40 hours, more rain than we've seen in an awfully long time. High pressure now builds our way. We'll see developing sunshine. Temperatures today near 65. Tonight, clear 45 to 50. It'll be partly sunny during the day tomorrow near 70. Clouding up tomorrow night, the chance of a shower, lows around 60. Scattered showers possible Saturday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The gentlemen started SEC play in basketball. The ladies are tonight. And the Baseball Hall of Fame didn't vote anyone in. All that and more coming up at 7:50 with our sports.
You know, a guy called and he had an interesting question. How many people are ever nominated for the Baseball Hall of Fame, and then don't get elected over that, you know, 15-year process? And I don't know if you can.
Well, hang on, because this is Idelson talking about the percentages. Hang on just a second.
I think we have to remember that with Hall of Fame balloting, a snapshot in time is not one ballot, but 15, the most times a player can appear on the ballot. And for some of the people on this ballot, the journey is just beginning. As in the entire history of Hall of Fame voting, 21% of 208 players in Cooperstown were elected on the first ballot, 79% earning election in subsequent years.
Okay, so that means that 21% did not... Of the total nominated did not ever make it.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. I know Chip Howard said this before, and he probably said it yesterday. You are either good enough to be in or you're not.
Yeah.
Well, see, I thought the reason there was so much kind of reticence about whether or not to elect somebody was because a lot of the major people, like Barry Bonds, have this history where they think, well, was it steroid use? Or, you know, like it's kind of dodgy versus if they were just some person with
well,
no issues.
That's fine, but that's a real short view. No, I'm telling you. No, just listen.
That's listening.
Like a 2 or 3 year view. We're talking about the whole process that's been going on before steroids ever showed up. If a guy's good enough to be in the Hall of Fame, he's good enough the first year he's eligible, or he's not good enough.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought, too.
I get what
you
mean.
To continue to, oh, well, he got elected on his third try? Excuse me, his statistics didn't change. He didn't play any more games. Why is he suddenly Hall of Fame worthy after 4 ballots? It's just stupid.
Although, could you get better? Can you improve?
How can you? You're not playing anymore.
You have to be out of the game.
See, you've been out of the game.
You have to be out of the game 5 years before you're eligible.
You're done.
I didn't know.
That's it. I mean, is Jeff Bagwell going to get any better?
No.
Is Barry Larkin going to get any better?
No. That's a fair point. I just didn't know.
Yeah. No, that's, well, now you do. And that's the thing is, and in so many ways, baseball is stuck in the past. And they've got to understand that things move on. And that's fine. Either Barry Bonds makes it or he doesn't. But don't forgive him of whatever keeps you from putting him in now and put him in later. It's just crazy. And I see what Craig Biggio was. Yeah, Craig Biggio, he was an all-star at two positions.
Yep.
You know?
He's one of my favorite players.
Well, and the thing is, he's a good face for baseball as well. But again, that has nothing to do with the Hall of Fame.
Nope.
It has nothing to do with the Hall of Fame unless you're not a good face, Pete Rose. Then, you know, you might never make it in there. But I don't know. They really have a warped sense of how important they are.
Well,
and
Biggio got 68%. He needed 75, so right. He was close.
Yeah.
And he was the odds-on favorite because he was clean, and people thought if they were going to do it, it would be almost to show up the other, saying, look, he played clean, we're going to put him in.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, we're 15 minutes away from a broadcast we will not be carrying.
Hey!
We'll let you know.
What is it, Oprah?
No. It's the announcement of the movies that are nominated for the Academy Award.
Oh.
I mean, as a tradition, we have never done this. I think we did once. I think we did one year because Ben was just hammering me about it and how everybody cared about what movies were going to get nominated. So I just want to let you know it will be breaking news, and we probably won't have it. We'll tell you who the people are that are nominated later on in the show. I just don't see any reason to do this. What we've done in years past quite often is we get a live audio feed from Hollywood or wherever, somewhere in California where they do this, and we'll turn it up just before the speakers come on. So you can hear people laughing and joking, you hear the tinkling of the dishes from the buffet, and then when they actually make the announcement, then we turn it off.
Well, that sounds kind of sadist.
Why? If you care, you're going to watch, okay? And I'm sure it's on something, ABC or something like that.
Well, why torture our listeners the pre-show?
That's what we do, is we torture our listeners. Now, what's,
we don't need the help with that.
No. What's interesting is that the Oscar host, who will be Seth MacFarlane and Emma Stone, will announce the nominations live from Hollywood. This is actually the first time since 1972 that an Oscar host has done the nomination announcements. That was Charlton Heston back then. Now, I don't know why. Maybe they called a bunch of actors and they went, nah, I don't think so. Nah, I don't want to be there.
It's too early.
Yeah, don't want to do that. But anyhow, so we'll see.
I feel like I need to do a reverse Rush Limbaugh. How do you go tuttle up, tuttle up backwards?
Oh, I don't know. Well, you record it. You record it and you play it backwards.
See, because we're not going to do it.
That's so right. We won't. We'll let you know. We're just not going to tell you live. America loves to make fun of rednecks and hillbillies. Think Honey Boo Boo.
You know, but they'll all be sorry when the zombies come.
Is that it? Why? Redneck zombies.
Rednecks. No, we'll be armed. It's going to be rednecks and homeschool kids that survive, and everybody else is going to be up a creek without a paddle, if you know what I'm saying.
Why will homeschool kids survive?
Well, because they have all those old world skills.
Okay. Hunger Games all over again, right? Yeah. If we would never dream of treating minorities the way that we treat rednecks, am I right? I mean, if we did that,
yeah, it's not fair.
If television ever did that, then, and it's interesting because a philosophy professor, Alexandra Bradner, takes on the question in an essay focusing on the show called Buck Wild, which apparently follows a group of friends who like to go mudding and hunting and ATV riding in West Virginia, an area that does have a fair amount of poverty. Suffering people are so entertaining, the professor writes, there's nothing more humorous than decades and decades of exploitation at the hands of the coal and natural gas industries. Well, those people could leave. Anyway, not to mention the educational challenges for people in Appalachia, their health problems and their lack of access to basic health and dental care, and their staggeringly low incomes. But, of course, Buck Wild doesn't focus on those aspects of West Virginia life. Instead, it shows how people can laugh, and we can be and they can be laughed at. They eat different stuff. They drink different stuff. Their hairstyles are funny, and they have different kinds of homes. But urban viewers think that's neat because what happens is by watching these people in West Virginia, the non-Appalachian people, then suddenly feel more sophisticated and cosmopolitan. So I get, and that's probably why a lot of these afternoon reality shows work, or interview shows like Dr. What's-His-Name and Maury Povich. You can look at them and go, wow, what a bunch of losers. I'm not nearly as big a loser as they are. Because they said if you turned around and tried to make fun of people in the city, urban viewers, and their problems, well, all that would do is keep you from hurting West Virginia's feelings. It's West Virginia. We can make fun of them. It's Arkansas. We can make fun of them.
Well, there's 10 people in Arkansas and West Virginia. There's 10,000 people in New York City.
Exactly. They go for
that.
It's
demographics.
That's it. This is like Green Acres all over again, right, in reverse.
Sure.
Remember, Green Acres was kind of good-naturedly fun by comparison to this. And then there's the one where they reach down and grab the catfish noodling, right?
Yep.
That's,
my granddad used to catch catfish with his hands.
That's it. And then I saw a promo for something called Gator Boys or something. Showed some guy putting his head in a gator's mouth. I mean, I don't care to watch that. I know there are people out there like that. I've met some of those people, but I guess if you live in Connecticut, you just think that those people are barely Americans anyway. But, nonetheless,
we're just the lesser breed of Americans.
That's it. It's 7:20. Hasbro is going to let internet users vote to eliminate one of the traditional Monopoly pieces and replace it with a new one.
Not the dog, not the dog.
Well, that's why you go up and vote. Go up and vote. Tell them which one you want to get rid of so it can be replaced with a Kardashian? Is that what they're going to do?
Oh, good God.
Wait, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't have any idea, but that's what they're looking to do.
Was it dog, top hat, car?
Those are the favorites, obviously.
I can't think of anything
else. Is there a boat? I don't know.
No, I don't remember a boat.
But the only ones that matter are the
shoe. Oh, there's a
shoe. Is there a money bag?
There's a shoe.
There's a shoe.
No, there's not a money bag.
Not a
money bag. I got to look it up.
Well, you see, and again, now wait. You see, now wait. This is it.
See, I was always the dog.
This is why they're doing this.
Sure.
Think about
the
last time you played Monopoly. Now, can you name those, name all those little color groups? Can you even name the colors in the groups? Can you? And I guess really,
if
you give the people the color, they may be able to name. Can you name all three in the orange group?
Looks like there's one that's a cat.
Well, who cares? Orange group, you didn't get much money if they landed on it.
Hello?
It was the blues that mattered.
Yeah, you've got the symbol, you've got an iron.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird stuff.
There used to be a boat, but I think they got rid of that one a while back.
When was the last time you played?
Oh, goodness.
Well, then how many years?
Six, maybe?
Man, well, you have a great memory. Thank you. Hi there. Yep. Hey there.
One of them's a cannon.
Oh, there's a cannon in there. When's the last time you played it?
About 2 years ago.
Really?
All right, yeah. I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Thank you, man.
All appreciate
right.
it.
The All original right. game pieces were a cannon, yeah. a man with a horse that is reared up.
Yeah, right.
The schnauzer, the car, top hat, iron thimble, the old boot.
Uh-huh.
Looks like an old battleship and a wheelbarrow.
Oh yeah, a wheelbarrow. The battle. I don't remember a battleship.
I don't remember a wheelbarrow.
And again, I don't know. I wasn't playing with the original pieces. I'm not sure. And they were made of metal, were they not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they still are. I'm not sure.
And remember, if one gets lost and you never see it or use it, family's particular Monopoly set could be very different from someone else's.
It could. That's right. Or did anybody ever decide, okay, well, we lost this, let's put a button in there or something like that. find some regular little household thingamajig that we could put in there.
That was from a game in 94, just now,
okay.
by the way.
So anyway, so that's what Hasbro's going to do. They're going to ask people to vote on that. And again, people may not care. So we told you yesterday, late in the show, about the judge in Texas that's ruled against the student who was expelled after she refused to wear her badge, that she's her ID
RFID.
Badge.
RFID.
Yeah.
But it's got the tracking device in it, okay? And it's mandatory for all the kids who go to, I think it's John Jay High School in San Antonio. The case is making its way toward federal court, but in the coming spring, Andrea Hernandez, 15 years old, will either have to return to her magnet school wearing the device or opt to go somewhere else. The ACLU, for their part, says, quote, "We should not be teaching our children to accept such an intrusive surveillance technology." Wow. I don't know how often I agree with the ACLU, that's something to think of. What else we talked about yesterday? First, it's while you're on campus. Then it's, well, go ahead and just wear it all the time.
Yeah, we want you to wear it when you're at the football game.
At a school function, right, yeah. And then we go beyond that. We want it while you're on the bus. The technology works only within the walls of the school, right now, and is used to detect students who may be loitering in hallways or stairwells between classes.
What are eyeballs for?
Well, but, you know, that's the idea, is that way they've got a computer screen, and that little RFID is a little blip right there, and somebody can just look up at one screen right there and see the entire campus and see where the little blips are.
That just freaks me out.
I know, because the school gets funding based on... See, and here's another thing. Because schools do get funded based on how many kids are in class when the bell rings, the device, they say, saves big bucks.
Yeah, how do they afford this device?
Well, the school says that they lose $1.7 million a year because of absent students. Well, having RFIDs on them is not going to make them not, and, you know, if they're absent, the RFID doesn't make any difference. They may not be in the class, and that's something different. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right.
That's good. Hey, you know, if you take that ID card and you use a hammer on that stupid little chip, it'll deactivate it.
Very, you know,
I like this guy.
This is a very direct approach.
Yes.
You just go ahead and do that, and you don't really have to worry about what
to tell anybody.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you just kind of don't show up.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, got that for you, and it's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 66, low tonight around 48. There may be still a little bit of fog out there, but it'll burn off, and we'll have nice sunshine today. 72 for tomorrow and on Saturday as well. Now, Saturday could have a chance of showers coming in at 50%. Same thing on Saturday night and then Sunday. Sunday's not quite as nice. 49 will be our high temperature, about 34 on Sunday night, and then Monday back up to about 50. But, boy, for the next 3 days, got some sunshine and really nice temperatures. Right now, the humidity is 93%. Winds are from the southwest at 6. And, again, we have 56 out there.
Worried about missed W-2 and 1099 business filing deadlines, penalties? No more. SpeedyFiler.com from Greatland turns filing chaos into filing simplicity. One click and SpeedyFiler.com imports your data directly from your accounting software and then transmits your W-2s and 1099s to the appropriate federal and state agencies. It even prints and mails all recipient copies automatically for you. Just click the button, you're done. That's Speed, the letter E, Filer.com. SpeedyFiler.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A Kansas woman convicted this week in a case that puts a face on the growing crime of total identity theft in the United States, according to AP. Benita Cardona Gonzalez, a Mexican national living in Topeka, pled to a reduced charge of possessing fraudulent ID documents. She agreed to serve 18 months in a slammer and to be deported without appeals. Ms. Gonzalez took over the entire identity of a Houston elementary school teacher, Candida Gutierrez. Gonzalez opened up bank and credit card accounts, got a job, a driver's license, a mortgage, food stamps, and health care for two kids. And all the while, she blamed the real Candida of being the identity thief, which was brazen. The real Candida first learned her identity was compromised when she was turned down for a mortgage 12 years ago. The Social Security Administration sided with the identity thief, refusing to give the real Candida a new Social Security number. Defense lawyer Matthew Works says that his client is sorry and meant no harm. She just wanted to give her children a better life. That's what this is all about, he said. So it wasn't really bad. Her intentions were noble. It was for the children. No harm, no foul. But here's the irony. Ms. Gonzalez didn't have to steal an identity. She could have had the food stamps, the health care, the mortgage, driver's license, and job while being illegal. And if Democrats get their way, amnesty, and she can vote.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rutter Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Going into Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk's final term, he decided to look at the philosophies of managing the office. That led Kirk to not reappoint Mike Wilson as chief deputy.
Mike Wilson left the sheriff's office in good standing. It's just that I felt like in my fifth term that I needed to find somebody that was fully on the right page philosophically and in the way we manage our organization. And so I'm currently searching for that person.
Kirk says his search for the right individual will take as long as necessary.
In the case of the chief deputy's position, it's the closest, most trusted position that I have in the organization. I do not intend to post it publicly.
During the interim, Kirk says the department's lieutenants will report directly to him. A crash on FM 60 a mile east of Lyons last Saturday night killed one and injured two others. 16-year-old Christopher Schultz of Caldwell died in a Houston hospital. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Schultz was driving a car that collided with a pickup.
We had two vehicles traveling towards each other, opposite directions, meeting somewhat in a slight curve, and it looked like vehicle one driven by Christopher Schultz went off the edge of the roadway. It appears that he overcompensated and lost control and went into the path of Unit 2.
Morgan says non-serious injuries were sustained by the driver and one passenger in the truck. Stranded motorists in Bryan who don't ask for a specific wrecker will continue to be served by 32 services owned by 16 companies, some who've been in trouble with city and state officials.
Police Chief Eric Buskey had asked the council this week to consider a contract with one company to take calls when vehicle owners don't have a preference.
Well, we hope our outcome is, if we're successful getting a single company bid, we think it'll provide more consistent professional customer service for our citizens. We think it'll lower costs for the community. We think it'll be more effective use of our staff's time. And we think there'll be fewer sanctions.
Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton saw a similarity to the city issuing contracts for other outside services.
We take proposals and we make a determination based on the information we get back who would be the best to serve our city.
But Councilman Richard Cortez did not want to put the other wrecker companies out of business.
They're out of business. They're out of work. Well, they live here. They've been here all their lives. They got families here. They pay taxes.
And in the end, Buskey withdrew his request. The police department inspects all 32 wrecker services, along with 13 vehicle storage yards. Buskey says during the last 3 years, state regulators issued 8 sanctions, along with multiple actions taken by police. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
With recent gun violence in focus across America, there's been curiosity over whether President Barack Obama could make an executive order concerning gun control measures. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the president does not have the authority to do that through executive orders, but there is still a dilemma.
So I would hope that we would be able, either through the appropriations bills or by overruling the executive order via legislation, to be able to stop him from doing that. The problem is, with Harry Reid in the president's pocket, you can't get legislation through the Senate. So if the president puts in an executive order, no matter how hard we work in the House, it's going to be hard to overturn that, even if it's outside the Constitution.
Due to the president's lack of involvement when it comes to visiting the House and Senate, Flores says he feels that the president looks on the executive branch as a monarchy, with Congress as an inconvenience that he has to deal with. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce is offering its annual Economic Outlook Conference this month, and Julie Geldard says the topics covered by the keynote speaker and 3 panels are particularly timely.
Especially with everything going on with healthcare and the election and all that, it's definitely, I think, something that everybody would get something out of. The cost for chamber members is $75. For non-chamber members, it's $90. And you can purchase a table of 8 for $650.
Geldard says the conference will be on Wednesday, January 23rd at the College Station Hilton, with registration at 7:30 and the conference itself from 8 to 2. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the registration form. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with a solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with a matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our show room at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We've experienced some heavy rainfall over the last 40 hours, more rain than we've seen in an awfully long time. High pressure now builds our way. We'll see developing sunshine. Temperatures today near 65. Tonight, clear 45 to 50. It'll be partly sunny during the day. Tomorrow, near 70. Clouding up tomorrow night, the chance of a shower, lows around 60. Scattered showers possible Saturday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I looked at Courtney and said, bro, we like about to blow them out.
Which was nice to hear at an Aggie basketball game.
Yeah, men's game. Yeah, nice.
They did well in their SEC opener. We'll share that. The ladies play later on tonight, and we'll also get you caught up on the NBA and more with sports in about 12 minutes.
There you go. Now let's go live to Hollywood. There you go. That's the room where they're going to make the announcement. They're going to begin the broadcast in 30 seconds.
Apparently it's right next to Univision.
Yeah. Yeah, really. And again, it was very fortunate they waited until we were done with our news.
Very fortunate.
Yeah, because, you know, they say that it's going to happen at 7:30.
Stand by in 10 seconds.
You're going to see.
Nine,
yeah, okay.
Eight,
here we go.
7.
All right.
6.
Yep.
5.
Mm-hmm.
4.
Uh-huh.
3.
It's the little dead air. As they get ready, that's the... Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Man.
It's like a lot of fire.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Lightsabers.
Hi. Hi. Yeah. Hi. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Seth MacFarlane,
good.
The host of the Oscars.
You're so obnoxious.
If you don't know who I am, just pretend I'm Donny Osmond. You'll be fine. We'll get through this.
There you go. Okay. All right. That's enough. All right. We'll have the nominees for you later. Diet soda drinkers have previously been told that their habit could lead to cancer. Okay. Now they're telling us that the people who drink zero-calorie beverages could be getting depressed from them. That's right. Not good enough for you to get cancer. Now you can be depressed by your diet soft drinks. The National Institute of Health has done a study that found that people who drink four or more cans of diet soda per day are 30% more likely to develop depression than non-soda drinkers.
Do you think something else is going on in their life? Well, and that's why they're drinking more than four sodas a day?
Again, more than nearly 264,000 U.S. American adults answered questions about their beverage consumption between 1995 and 1996. And about 10 years later, they were asked if they had been diagnosed with depression. There's Kat's question right there. I mean, okay, fine. They may have been drinking diet sodas during that time, but there could have been some life changes during that time as well that might have made you depressed.
Well, if you're drinking that much soda, then maybe you're working late and you needed to stay up.
Any number of things. And the correlation isn't just limited to Diet Coke, by the way. Fruit punch drinkers actually had a higher rate of depression.
Oh.
That's right. See, you thought you were drinking healthy. You thought you weren't drinking that. You're drinking, I don't know, Hawaiian punch
yeah,
or whatever
Hawaiian
they
punch,
have.
Like red stuff?
That
or...
stuff. I don't know what it is. But anyway, you're even more depressed. So just feel good about that.
Yay!
So now you're going, so now you're not sure what to replace your diet soda or your diet fruit drink with, right?
What will I serve at my open house?
So what I mean, you got the habit. You've got the habit. So what are you going to do? Try coffee. That's right.
Oh.
Regular coffee drinkers were 10% less likely to have been diagnosed with depression than those who stay away from the cup of joe.
Well, just take away their coffee and watch them bite your head off.
Well, that too. See, and again,
I did that on a show once with a co-host.
You did what?
Bit somebody's head off?
No, took the coffee away and almost got my head bit off.
Yeah, well, again, and if you're hooked on it, and I don't know, I think I am. Because if I, well, no, I think,
don't know. Are you in denial?
Well, I'm not
sure. Denial's the first problem.
The deal is, I mean, if I walk in and I put my 50 cents in the machine and we're out of Diet Coke, you know, my first thought is to call Ben at the house.
Sicko.
Hello?
Hey, I'm only depressed because some dweeb says that anything I eat or drink is going to kill me.
You know, you're exactly right. That's exactly right.
You were doing laughing at you wanting to call Ben.
Yeah. You're doing fine until somebody decides to tell you you're depressed. Oh. Well, I don't think I've called Ben before. I mean, I've admonished him on the air when he got here later saying, you know, would it be so difficult for you to just go ahead and have the Diet Coke in the machine or at least hire somebody to
do
that?
I don't think that's Ben's fault. I'm just going to put that out there.
Okay, so what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to go around and... See, if I go around and complain to everybody,
are you
then
a
people
prima donna?
They'll think I'm a whiner. Exactly. So it's just easier to complain to Ben. And then he takes care of it. I mean, he does. I'm still here. Sports traditions that need to go. The sports blog Bleacher Report has put together a list of sports traditions that need to go away. First...
The wave...
The removing of jerseys in soccer celebrations.
Yes.
Maybe. There are certain situations. Brandi Chastain. Captains holding...
I knew you were going to do that.
Captains holding hands for the coin toss.
Mm. Oh,
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that.
That's just part of the culture, right?
Yeah. The announcing of players' names after baskets in the NBA. Oh, people should know? Is that it?
There's only five guys aside.
Yeah, okay. The Super Bowl halftime show, yeah, but, you know.
I agree.
But, excuse me, we have commercial time that needs to be sold.
So, yeah, they have to expand the game somehow.
Yeah, they got to do that. Throwing hats on the ice for hat tricks.
See, I love that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still going on that
they do. Okay. You just don't see hat tricks that often.
No, true. First down celebrations.
Hate it.
Yeah. Fan hand motions. I guess that would include the wave.
Yeah.
Would work. Rushing the court or the field.
Okay. I don't don't know. That's just blind exuberance.
I think that is. Acts like the tomahawk chop or the gator chomp or things like that.
No, okay. Absolutely, that's great.
Yeah,
that's college football.
Yeah,
well,
that's
part of involvement.
It's especially in college. I think you need to do that. And this one, which I agree with fully, high fiving for missing free throws. I mean,
yeah.
Hey, way to go, dude! Way to miss. I mean, aren't we supposed to be celebrating something that you've done well?
Dovetailing off of this, Daryl K. Royal said it better than anybody else.
Uh-huh.
Act like you've been there.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. All right, you've been here. It is. It's January. It's the 10th. If you're lucky, there's 30% of you who are still in that exercise regimen that you were going to go into. You may be overdoing it. Just letting you know. For some, it takes 3 to 4 hours. For you, it's 3 minutes. That's all the exercise you need to be in solid physical shape, according to researchers.
What?
They say 30-second bursts of intense exercise deliver the same result as hours in the gym. The results are being called groundbreaking and will lead to conventional medical textbooks on exercise being torn up. That's what it says. So, why do short bursts of energy do just the same as long exercise sessions do?
I don't know. It sounds awfully stressful on your body.
Well that's the premise behind this big CrossFit craze.
Right.
Is a maximum amount of effort applied very literally in short bursts, mm-hmm. and you're done.
Scientists aren't exactly sure, but they think it may have something to do with the ravenous appetite that is built up during many hours in the gym. The same appetite is not as demanding after the short burst. So they're saying you do that, but your body doesn't get as hungry.
So here's, then you have to take 6 showers a day.
There you go. Stretch and warm up for a few minutes. Go 80 to 90% flat out for 30 seconds. Rest up to 1 minute. Then repeat that 2 more times. And do it twice a week. Once again, stretch and warm up for a few minutes. I don't know what a few minutes is. Go 80 to 90% of flat out for 30 seconds. You rest up to a minute. Then you repeat it 2 more times. And do that twice a week. And that's supposed to get you fit. So.
Maybe I'll experiment with that.
All right. Well, let us know how that works out.
I will.
For you. Okay. 6 to 7, because I'm not going to jostle my body. I'm sorry. 7:46.
I'm going to do it on a bike.
Okay.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos family. Call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A, our work sells itself.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
If you discovered your child was being bullied, would you know what to do? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Thanks to technology, bullying isn't limited to the schoolyard anymore. It can happen to anyone, anytime, and anywhere. So if your son or daughter encounters it, here's a few things you can do. First, when your child tells you they're having a problem, take it seriously. The humiliation a bullied child feels may keep them from reporting it for weeks or even months. So when they do come to you, don't brush it aside. Here's another important tip. Assume the problem is worse than it sounds, at least at first. It may take every ounce of courage for your child to admit he's being harassed. Describing how bad it's gotten may be too embarrassing, and younger children may not have the vocabulary to fully explain what's happening to them. So don't dismiss the severity of their situation out of hand. Finally, take action. Talk to teachers, school administrators, parents, and family friends so your child has all the resources needed to be safe. You may even consider pulling your child from school for a few days until the problem is handled. I'd also recommend visiting a counselor so your child can work through any lingering feelings of distress or fear. If your child has been bullied, we have a staff of professionals available to offer guidance. Call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY or visit us at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 7:49. A&M opened up the SEC schedule with an old Southwest Conference foe in Arkansas and did it in grand fashion. Here's Coach Kennedy following the game.
Really proud of our guys for competing and getting better in the two areas we needed to get better in, especially in this game. We took care of the ball with only had 10 turnovers, and to out-rebound them 51-27 with 19 offensive rebounds is a big key to us winning the game. And I thought our defense on Young and Marshawn Paul was as good as it needed to be to get us to win.
Courtney Robertson had 13 points and 12 rebounds for the first double-double of his career, and A&M defeated Arkansas 69-51. Fabian Harris scored 17 points and led the Aggies, who are now 11-3 and 1-0 in SEC play. They took control with a 15-0 run that began late in the first half and extended into the second. It was the first SEC game for A&M and its first conference game against the Razorbacks since 1991, when both schools belonged to the now-defunct Southwest Conference. After the game, Harris was asked if he was surprised at how fast the team had started.
Actually, I was surprised. I looked at Courtney and said, bro, we like about to blow them out. And he just started laughing and said, just keep playing. And that's what I started doing.
Hey, what point was that?
It was like when I looked up, we was up by like 18 points. I was like, hey, I think we're going to beat them by 30 if we keep playing like this.
Aggie basketball hits the road this Saturday, 3 p.m. against Kentucky. And the tip-off is live right here on WTAW. The 20th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team left for Lexington yesterday to try and improve on their 12-4 record. They're 2-0 in the SEC, and they'll face off with their fifth top-10 opponent of the season. The Aggies will take on the number 6 Wildcats, who are 14-1 at 5 p.m. All the action is on The Zone. That's our sister station. And if you'll go to The Zone, I believe on the Facebook page, at Rupp Arena yesterday during practice, Coach Blair hit a shot from half court, which is well worth watching because the dance afterward is frankly hilarious. 9 standout football players have signed financial aid agreements with Texas A&M and will begin classes at the university this semester. Aggie head coach Kevin Sumlin announced the group will be eligible to participate in spring drills. Among the class of the mid-year Aggies coming from junior college ranks were tight end Cameron Clear from Arizona Western, linebacker Kenny Flowers from Hutchinson Community College in Kansas, linebacker Tommy Sanders from Butler Community College in Kansas, and offensive lineman Jeremiah Stuckey from the College of San Francisco. Graduating early from high school were linebackers Reggie Chivas from Sharpstown, defensive end Jordan Points from Rockwall, Texas, defensive back Alex Cesar from Orange, Texas, and Brett Wade, who's a linebacker, and he's from Kendall, Texas. For the first time since 1996, no players were elected to the Hall of Fame by baseball writers. A player needs at least 75% of the vote to gain election, and Craig Biggio was the closest, getting 68%. Steroid-tainted stars like Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Sammy Sosa were denied entry into the Hall, with voters failing to elect any candidate for only the second time in 4 decades. This means the induction ceremony will take place this July, with just 3 men, all of which are deceased. Yankees owner Jacob Rupert, umpire Hank O'Day, and barehanded catcher Deacon White. And here's Jeff Idelson, the president of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, on the rhyme and reason.
I think we have to remember that with Hall of Fame balloting, a snapshot in time is not one ballot, but 15, the most times a player can appear on the ballot. And for some of the people on this ballot, the journey is just beginning. As in the entire history of Hall of Fame voting, 21% of 208 players in Cooperstown were elected on the first ballot. 79%, earning election in subsequent years.
Turning now to the NBA, Tony Parker scored 24 points, and the San Antonio Spurs handed the slumping Lakers their fifth straight loss, 108-105. Manu Ginobili added 19 for San Antonio, which is 111 of 11 straight home games. Roger Mason scored 15 of his 17 points in the fourth quarter to rally the New Orleans Hornets to an 88-79 victory over the Houston Rockets on Wednesday. Chris Paul had 19 points and 16 assists, and the LA Clippers held on to beat the Mavs 99-93, extending their franchise home record winning streak of 13 games. Duke, the top team in the AP basketball poll and undefeated, says forward Ryan Kelly is out indefinitely with a right foot injury. The 6'11 senior was hurt late in the first half of the Blue Devils' 68-40 win over Clemson. And finally, a minor league player in the Houston Astros organization has been suspended 50 games after a second violation for drug abuse. First baseman Jonathan Singleton was penalized Wednesday by the commissioner's office. He was the first player banned this year under the minor league drug program. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the pool store in the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hey, I appreciate you doing a testimonial for us.
You guys changed my life.
Well, thanks.
I'm on the radio?
Yep.
I'm on the air?
Yep.
And nobody knows it's me, right? Because I'm a very private person.
That's why we gave you a wig and blurred your face.
Oh, and did you disguise my voice?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ask away.
And what kind of job did you find at AggieLandHelpWanted.com?
Oh, a retail job. I posted a resume in minutes. It was free, super easy.
Thank you, Bunny Grosky. We appreciate your help.
Oh, you just said my name.
There's a delay. We can edit it out.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, NewsTalk 1620 WTAW. I need to mention this because I've gotten only like a dozen phone calls. There's no way that Daryl Royal said that first. Okay, so just saying.
Really? That's who I've always attributed it to.
Vince Lombardi.
Was it Lombardi?
Vince Lombardi.
Oh, God, no, I feel terrible.
Yeah, don't feel terrible about it. Just remember it.
It's okay. I didn't know.
And it, actually, it was a lot of it was, I don't know who said it first, but he didn't kind of stuff. Okay, so anyway. You know.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. We probably should have run the nominations this morning simply because of Seth MacFarlane. I mean, this guy, here we go.
It's a great honor to be here to announce the nominees. I'm not sure why we don't wait till noon to do this, since the only people who are up right now are either flying or having surgery. But I want to congratulate today's nominees and also to congratulate those who weren't nominated. You can stop doing interviews where you pretend that you had such a great time making the movie.
I mean,
I love Seth MacFarlane.
All right, now get this. Adapted screenplays.
These are adapted screenplays, keep in mind. So that means the writers just basically copied stuff from Microsoft Word.
So we may, I mean, if they have him do the announcement from now on, we may have to
God
do that.
God love Seth MacFarlane.
That's just, he's a funny guy. So anyway, but we have a couple of them for you. We'll give the others on the other side of the hour, but I figured at least you could know who the nominees are for Best Supporting Actor and Best Supporting Actress, okay? That would help you.
Sure.
So Best Supporting Actor, the nominees are Christoph, Philip, Robert, Alan, and Tommy.
Okay.
And the actresses are Sally, Ann, Jackie, Helen, and Amy. So if you care enough about the movies, you know who those people are. By the way, the guys have all won before.
Again, every one of them?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, if you care. All right, so how many people go to the emergency room with snowblower injuries every year? Get within 1,000.
5.
1,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Kat? Yes, I know. It's an audience participation. It's a listener participation show. So what's the answer? What's your answer?
How many people in which state?
No.
Just in general.
Yeah,
in general.
Snowblower injuries.
I'm going to go with about 200.
Okay. It's 4,615.
I was close.
Your world is bigger than hers. That's okay.
Wait, I thought he said 5.
Well, 5,000.
Oh. Yeah,
okay. How many people die in the U.S. each year from falling out of bed? Kat, for your first.
Boo.
No, we needed a numerical answer.
Oh.
Okay. All right, never
2,000.
Mind.
2,000.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I'm going to say 50.
160.
Wow.
You're much more in touch. You're much more in touch.
Maybe he's closer to...